Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Join us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
Checking in on the Beef Checkoff. Joining us today, Heather Buckmaster with the Oklahoma Beef Council. Heather, you've come up with something called the coffee shop test. Tell me about that.
Well, we feel like we're always managing a certain amount of misinformation regarding the Beef Checkoff. So we have come up with the coffee shop test. When you hear something about the Beef Checkoff on social media, ask yourself, do you believe a group of ranchers drinking coffee around a table would ever support such an effort, program, event, or in any other area in which the Beef Checkoff program funds? So why this test? The fact remains that whether it's on a state level with a state Beef Council Board of Directors or on a national level with the Beef Promotion Operating Committee, beef farmers and ranchers are sitting around a table and making the funding decisions for the Beef Checkoff. So ask yourself, is it reasonable? Because at the end of the day, it is independent beef farmers and ranchers just like you who are volunteering their time to make the best checkoff funding decisions they can to drive and protect beef demand on their behalf and yours.
And today's live cattle futures market was generally higher, rallied throughout the day. December live cattle were up 90 at 112.77. February's up 80, 115.82. Feeder cattle finished steady to 27 higher here. January up 7, March up 27, April up 20. August were down 20, and then the hogs were 30 to 50 lower here. Kind of a quiet day for a Monday. You know, in between Christmas and New Year's, a lot of market participants have their mind in other places, and the sale barns are shut down. So it just seems that people in general are watching the markets less. The feeder cattle did go forge new highs here, especially out in the August time frame. So we did see a little bit of producer hedging, selling it here as the market made new highs, both resting good till cancel orders, and also new people coming into the market selling it. April live cattle got as high as 119.85. We've been talking about that 120 level for, I don't know, 6 months or longer on the live cattle April contract. It got within 15 cents before turning around and going back down. That was a little bit disappointing, but we're getting mighty, mighty close. The box beef market today was higher. It's about a dollar higher on the choice, so that's welcome to go along with that 110 cash trade Friday.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
Rural Oklahomans are no strangers to tough times. We pull together and overcome, and we must do it again.
Because COVID-19 doesn't stop where the pavement turns to gravel.
It is spreading throughout our rural communities and down our local main streets.
For your family, our economy, and our children, help us stop the spread.
Wear a mask, wash your hands, and watch your distance.
Today's grain futures market had a pretty wild day and overnight session here. Last night, the beans made new highs. The beans, January beans went all the way up to 1279.5. March is up to 1280. Then this morning, that was up about 15 cents last night. And then this morning, the market reversed and was down 15 cents. The low for January was 1245. So about a 35-cent swing from the high last night to the low earlier in today. But we closed about 7 to 8 cents lower here with January down 8 and a quarter at 1255 and a quarter. March down 7 and a quarter at 1257 and a quarter. So the beans pretty weak here. The corn, on the other hand, did come back and rally throughout the day at about a 9-cent range from the high to the low. But March ended up 5.5 higher, 456 and three quarters. Chicago and Kansas City wheat both sold off all day long and were extremely weak. July Kansas City was at 583 and a quarter, down 11.5, with the high overnight of 596. A lot of people looking for that $6 level, but they closed at 483. So that was disappointing there. And the cotton futures today, they ended up just slightly. March was up 15 cents at 76.35. This time of year, of course, South America's rainfall forecast, which they're starting to get into net drying, that could help provide some support.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.